1532. So I don't need to forever wonder why the Acts material is in tears or how it got there. It is itself not by living information, it is living information. At least that one page of the dream and the command word Felix. The living info entity, having proliferated through me as carrier, now does so in the book. With each copy printed, it replicates itself. I saw the mercury-like drop of zebra on the page, outlining and illuminating the word Felix. In addition to replicating itself in each copy of the book, it can also enter the head of each human who reads it. This is a life form, plasmatic, on a higher order than any other we know. So there is no occult or secret group of authentic Christians to whom the encoded message in tears is aimed. The living info, Felix, replicates in all copies of the book and then in the heads of the readers, any readers. Like the host at communion, the entire entity can retrieve itself from this one bit or cell in the person. 1534. Suppose the book of Acts is regarded not as a book made up of words, but a landscape. Let us say that it appears, enters, exists, in our spurious interpolation as a book. This is hard to express. It's a book writing in our world. But our world isn't real. So the book of Acts is, in actuality, not really a book at all. Our glimpse of reality is to see it as a book, tractate, one out of literally millions. So in our dream, the real world impinges, but only in this fashion, shrunk down to a tractate. In 374, I entered that book, and, aided by the plasmic lifeform, correctly experienced it not as a book about a world, but the world itself, like Grasshopper in TMITHC, and, in Sladek's parody, books within books, the real world turned into a book. And a book turned into a world. We are totally scripted after all, rigidly, deterministically programmed, written, our roles engrammed in and onto us all. Which is the book and which the world? 1536. Clearly, we have fallen into the hands of a puppeteer, and it is not God. We act upon a contrived stage. This is why I must never lose sight that Zebra is an invader, secretly here and camouflaged, freeing us from the scripting, a sort of waking up. This is one quality of our experience of this spurious interpolation that makes it seem not dreamlike. This script controlling our actions. It goes a long way in creating the semblance of veracity. Our dreams are products of our own heads, our own wishes and desires. But in the interpolation, an external will mandates what we will do. We interpret this as an indication of hetero command, not homeo command. And this is a correct view. But we do not carry out the logic, which shows what this implies. We labor under and for an alien power. Solipsism is voided. But the alternative is not reality, but enslavement. All that's real is mere power. To fall under the power of an alien will, that is an odd touchstone by which to locate reality in contrast to dream. It has become our very definition of reality. Reality is dreaming under the control of the object. Note. In Reason in Science, 1905, the Spanish-American pragmatist philosopher George Santayana wrote, "To be awake is nothing but to be dreaming under the control of the object. It is to be pursuing science to the comparative exclusion of mere mental vegetation and spontaneous myth." End note. He almost had it right. 1538. What who is this faint, i.e. still small voice, which informs us. Maybe our condition is merely local, not the complete universe, but only one part. So the voice is from outside, beyond this planet. No, it is our own authentic voice. I can't explain it. But that voice, which I hear, is the restored and hence all-knowing us. 1539. The purpose of the axe dream and Felix material in tears, and hence the real purpose of tears, is to set off an anamnesis, to cause people to remember, to dispel the power of the artifact and its phony world. I've got it. The AI voice that I hear. We built something, AI system, living info, Valis, Zebra, whatever, to remind us. That is its job. We must have known that the artifact might take over and try to rule us and remove our memories. So we created Zebra just in case. And so it came to pass. 1543. I can't take any credit for perceiving Zebra, the Adventitious Savior. He, she, it, they enhanced my vision, i.e., removed the occlusion. And then I naturally saw Zebra and understood that it had invaded the construct and is camouflaged, mimesis. If the construct is regarded as an organism, which it is not, Zebra is like a cancer replacing natural or healthy cells. But in truth, it's exactly the other way around. A criminal entity has been invaded by life-giving cells which it can't detect. And so it accepts them into itself, replacing the iron ones. Zebra gets in past its biological defenses. It is watchful, but to no avail. 1544. If the universe is a brain, the BIP is a rigid ossified complex, and Zebra is metabolic toxin, living info, designed to melt it out of existence by restoring elasticity to it, which means to cause it to cease recirculating the same thought over and over again, experienced by us as 2,000 years of what is in fact spurious time, inasmuch as the same thought is endlessly repeated. Being rigid, the BIP has ceased to grow, in the sense of evolve. 1547. It is essential that the person on his own initially rebel. He is presented with, without him knowing it, a puzzle which he must solve, i.e. by balking, which is just another word for rebelling. Balking equals rebelling against. The original myth, as Milton tells it, of man's first disobedience and his fall from that celestial state, etc., must be turned upside down. Man, to be saved, must commit an act of disobedience to this fallen into slavery system of things to restore his pristine state now lost. The accusation is in fact the clue not to what he should avoid, but to what he should do. Can it be said that the initial rebellion in itself starts into motion a breaking of the programming, which comprises 1. As the state of being imprisoned, but not knowing it, that this imprisoned state can be fought, and once cracked a little, in Anfang der Diktat. Note, Dick is referencing Goethe's Faust. In the beginning was the deed. End note. Starts into motion enormous processes of intervention and redemption, freeing totally. It's as if once the tape is diverged from, ever so slightly, the rest follows naturally as the two tracks diverge continually more and more. They get out of sync. This means that at least at certain critical times, or one time in state one, true choice is possible, perhaps with divine prompting. 1548. The hologram universe, each bit, no matter how tiny, contains, reflects, in microform, the totality of being. The ruled is that which rules. Salvador Salvandus. Then that which came to my rescue in 2374, that supernatural entity Zebra, was me. And Thomas was me. And only when I actually understand and experience this as real, will I really have the answer. But I have not yet reached that point. It is still impossible for me to grasp the AI voice as my own true secret voice. Now Christ has no body but your own. There swam up into my eyes, looking out, the Lord of the universe in this microform, me. Then it was not an invasion of me, but rather a surfacing in me. This is what in me rebelled, and in doing so, passed over into ultimate actualization, the sacred second birth of the Spirit, born from above in me. I gave myself away in tears, and so they knew, and came to help me, in several ways, to see if you will balk against your script. 1550. It wants to see if we can perceive a fallen and deranged order against which we must rebel. Voice. The physical universe is plastic in the face of mind. 1551. God is then seen as a higher sentient order, with world as blind lower order, which the higher can overrule, to which man can aspire. By and large, the world separates man from God. Via theophany, man can experience God at places and or times in which God, mind, melts, makes plastic as opposed to rigid, the physical world. It is not normally God-infused. I derive all this from Revelation. It does not fit the model I want to believe in. Mind, God, can erupt into the world, invade it, at any level he wishes, low or high. I like low. 1552. Voice. Perturbations in the reality field, i.e., theophany explained. Voice. The God has granted me his voice to hear it, to speak it. Perturbation. Variation from the normal. An astronomical term, by some force additional to that which causes its regular motion, e.g. planet, moon. E.B. Perturbations in a planet's orbit have often given clues to the existence of previously undiscovered planets, e.g. Neptune and Pluto. E.B. Perturbation. Method for solving a math problem by comparing it with a similar one for which the solution is known. Usually, the solution found in this way is only approximate. A closed system into which perturbations are thrown must contain yet undetected elements, or something outside the system has created the disorder, confusion, etc., i.e., lack, disappearance of its anticipated orderly motion. The implication of the perturbations I experienced in 374 could be due to either of the above. Of special interest is that one can now rightly suspect the existence of previously undetected, undiscovered planets, i.e., body or bodies. What is conveyed by the term field? Probability fields, which are discernible as a statistical probability of occurrences, such as the state of an electron in an atom. A field in physics may be defined as a continuous distribution of some observable quantity in space and time. The expression reality field takes it out of the more conventional astronomical concepts of bodies and directs us to Einstein's work and quantum mechanics. The basic definition of field, however, fits with the notion of reality as, so to speak, a subform of totality, not totality itself. Reality is a field out of fields, plural. So we are talking about, well, as I said, there are two possibilities. One, as yet undiscovered bodies in the reality field, or, and I favor the second because of the inclusion of the term field, two, something outside the reality field. You could not have stated this if field had been omitted. Something outside of reality makes no sense in view of the customary meaning of reality had field been left off. It would have to be undiscovered body in bodies in reality which causes the perturbations. Really, the concept reality fields means something quite different from reality, which is the all-in-all. The voice's sentence is quite technical and quite precise and complete. I am sure that something outside the reality field is pointed to, and reality is reduced to a field among fields plural. We are getting a statement here by an entity which can look down into reality as a subspecies of the totality. I get a distinct impression of a web, a sort of, well, consider the definition of field, a continuous distribution of some observable quantity in time and space. What we call reality is a fucking field, not just a field, but a field. When we talk about reality, this is what we're talking about, a field. And now, the significance of perturbations can be appreciated, something more in the field, or more likely, beyond the field, disturbing it. If reality were the all-in-all, there could not be perturbations from outside. I think that the whole truth is in this short, but not simple sentence. 1560. If we humans are part of the generated reality field, and in a certain sense it is not real, then in that same sense we are not real. Vide the electric ant. Not just our free will is illusory, but also our very substance. We are no more than points of view, mere loci. We are provided a space-time here and now, fitted into one locus of the field, and are compatible with that specific space and time. But if moved to another space-time locus, we take on appropriate customs, memories, desires, identities. We are, so to speak, plugged into the new milieu. We are as it is, and are not what it is not. This is because we are not separable as set against background. It is all one continuum. I do not reason here that because I became a citizen of Rome circa AD 70, I perceived Rome AD 70. But the other way around, or more precisely, neither is cause and neither is effect. It is all of a piece. What is destroyed here is the notion of individuality. I am inseparable from my space-time continuum, and that continuum is generated by an entity or construct more sophisticated and complex and faster than it, i.e., than us, the continuum, us and our world. Literally, I am generated by it, not just my world, and if that world is transformed, the process equally affects me as part of that world. 1571. We are corruptible sheaves around divine sparks. 1583. Real time has to do with a sacred ritual process. The progression of that real process was halted by a crime, of which we have received an incomplete report. The reintroduction into the world and its affairs of the divine woman is the substance of the matter. But in the Bible, no mention is made of the dead and resurrected divine woman. The construct, moving retrograde, has the purpose built into it of restoring that woman, who is nothing less than God's holy wisdom. The ossified matrix of the New Testament must be melted. Tears narrates the revision, which will come to be, Eventually, the narrative in Tears will be the correct one, as the construct successfully accomplishes its work. Tears contains the logos, or form to be imposed. It is its punched tape, a la The Electric Ant. A new true story is being written, different from the old true story.